In the heart of India, in a small village called Ulihattu, a hero was born. His name was Birsa Munda, and his birthday was etched in history as November 15, 1875. Imagine, dear readers, a place surrounded by lush greenery where the air was pure and the rivers flowed gently. This was the world that young Birsa entered, and little did anyone know that he would become a hero of epic proportions. Birsa Munda was not an ordinary child. He was a member of the Munda tribe, one of the prominent tribal communities in the region. Just as each one of you is unique, the Mundas had their own customs, traditions, and a beautiful language that was uniquely theirs. Birsa, like a sponge, absorbed all of this tribal richness, learning their language, dancing to their music, and embracing their culture. Growing up, Birsa saw how his tribe lived together as one big family. They shared their joys and their sorrows, just like how you share your toys and snacks with your friends. This unity left a deep impression on young Birsa, and he believed that fairness and equality were the keys to a harmonious life. But as Birsa grew older, he noticed something that troubled his young heart. The British rulers who had come to India from faraway lands were not treating his people fairly. They imposed taxes and forced labor, making life difficult for the tribal communities. Birsa couldn't bear to see his people suffer, so he decided to take a stand. In 1895, a young Birsa gathered his fellow tribesmen and started a rebellion against the British. It was like a battle between David and Goliath, where a small group of brave warriors took on a mighty empire. They protested against the unjust taxes and forced labor, demanding their rights and freedom. As news of Birsa's courage and determination spread, more and more people joined his cause. He became a symbol of hope and freedom for not just the Mundas, but also the tribal communities in Jharkhand. His message was simple but powerful. We deserve to live free and govern ourselves. In 1899, Birsa took up a bold step. He established the Munda Council, a platform where different tribes in Jharkhand could come together. It was like a meeting of superheroes, each with their unique strengths. Together, they urged the British to stop meddling in their affairs and sought the right to govern themselves. Birsa's fearless leadership did not go unnoticed by the British. In 1900, they arrested him on charges of sedition. It was a dark time for the hero who had fought so valiantly for his people. He was sent to Ranchi Jail, far away from his home and loved ones. Tragically, dear readers, Birsa Munda's life was cut short. In jail, he suffered from illness and neglect. On June 9, 1900, at the tender age of 25, he breathed his last breath. The hero who had inspired a rebellion, who had stood up against injustice, was no more. But heroes never truly die, do they? Birsa Munda's legacy lives on in the hearts of people of Jharkhand and all of India. He is remembered as a freedom fighter, a symbol of resistance against British colonialism, and a champion of equality and justice for all. As you read this story, remember the name Birsa Munda. He was a hero not because he wore a cape or had superpowers, but because he had a heart full of love for his people and the courage to stand up for what is right. Birsa Munda's rebellion may have ended, but the fight for justice and equality continues. Just as he has inspired generations before, may his story inspire you to be brave, kind, and compassionate heroes in your own lives. And so, dear readers, we conclude our tale of Birsa Munda, the human rights hero, with a quote from the hero himself. Let us unite, my fellow tribesmen, for in unity we find strength.